Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, I've got guitarist and founder of the iconic metalers, Diamond Head, Brian Tatler, with us tonight. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Jackie. Thanks for inviting me on your show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on the show. We're here to celebrate the Diamond Head album, their first of new material in 8 years. It's a self-titled album. Brian, for a long time, you expressed little interest in making a new album. What changed your mind?
Okay, what changed my mind, I think, was Rasmus joining the band, this new singer. So our last singer emigrated to Brisbane in 2008, so it became very difficult to get together to write or record. We would, you know, pay to fly Mick backwards and forwards for gigs, but it became so complicated and expensive. In 2014, we had a meeting, a band meeting, where we decided to get a new singer, or a singer that lived in the UK, because, you know, it made a lot of sense financially, etc. And so we put the word, and through our bass player, he knew someone who knew Rasmus. So we got him a tape, and he came up to the Midlands to audition for us, and we really liked him. I, in particular, liked him. I thought he's got this voice, you know, the sort of voice I like. I must have a certain taste in singers, and I thought he'd be perfect for the at the time, just singing, you know, the old material, because we had a tour coming up, and we went out on tour, and Rasmus would just sing the old Diamond Head songs, the classics. And during the tour, we talked about writing a new album, and I thought we should at least try to see if we can, you know. And so that's what happened. And I was able to give him a lot of music. I don't do lyrics. I thought, you know, this is Rasmus's field. I'll provide the music. So I gave him about 45 pieces, or, you know, sung ideas on 2 CDs for him to listen to, and I let him pick out what he liked and what he thought was the most suitable, really.
Brian Tatler from Diamond Head on the show with us tonight. We're talking about the upcoming Diamond Head album, which is self-titled. It's coming out on June 24th. Here's a tune that you'll find on it. This is Bones on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Brian Tatler from Diamond Head is our guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the self-titled Diamond Head album. Brian, what's different about the way you go about writing songs now compared to the earlier Diamond Head albums?
There isn't a lot of difference, funnily enough, even though, you know, technology's moved on. So the recording process is different. Now you use digital recording when, you know, once upon a time you'd use analog tape recording, and that way it was much more expensive. You can record an album much cheaper now, but it still starts the same. These songs normally begin life with a guitar riff. So if I've come up with a guitar riff for, you know, that I like, and I'll very often record it even onto cassette. I'm that old school that I've still got cassettes with riffs on that I've had for a while. So I will, you know, collect all these riffs together and at some point try and turn them into songs and build on one maybe particular riff that I really like. And they just get worked up into these demos that are the basis for the song. So, and I think I've always done that. That's the way I started. I don't know any other way of doing it, really. Very occasionally, you could start with a drum pattern. If the drum pattern's particularly interesting or original, then you can kind of add a guitar part to that. But normally, it will start with the guitar riff.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, music from Pantera. We'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. And more with our guest, Brian Tatler from Diamond Head. Full Metal Jackie, Diamond Head guitarist and founder Brian Tatler with us on the show tonight. What do you like, Brian, about the way your singer Rasmus Baum Andersen interprets the classic Diamond Head songs?
I just like probably the sound of his voice, the tone of his voice. I probably like certain singers. And when I first heard Rasmus, I taped his audition, and I've taped the rehearsals, and I've listened, you know, carefully to what he does, and it just seems to suit. He's got a very good range, and he can hold notes with ease. He makes it sound easy, really. He's a trained singer, and he did a BA in vocal and vocal performance. So he knows how to look after his voice. He knows all about warm-ups and warm-downs and exercises. So he's just got a really strong voice that, he looks after, and it doesn't let him down. He's not like he doesn't smoke or do any of them kind of crazy habits that are not good for singers, you know.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Brian Tatler from Diamond Head on the show. Again, the self-titled Diamond Head album is coming out on June 24th. Going to take a quick break. Still to come, Joss's weekly pick from The Pit. Also music from Pantera. We'll have Brian pick a tune. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brian Tatler, guitarist and founder of Diamond Head, on the show with us tonight. Diamond Head, well known to have been a big formative influence on Metallica. Musically, what impresses you most about how they evolved from your example?
Ooh, I thought, as soon as I heard Master of Puppets, I thought Metallica had already kind of left behind the style that the Diamond Head created. So on their first album, Kill 'Em All, there's a couple of bits on things like Four Horsemen and Seek and Destroy, and you could think, oh, okay, that's a little bit like Diamond Head here and there. They obviously took a few influences here and there, but I think by the time they got to Master of Puppets and songs like Battery, that's nothing like Diamond Head, I don't think. I think they'd created their own sound and style by then, and moved forward into the metal scene. I'd taken it somewhere no one else had been before.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Going to take a quick break. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with music from OTEP. More with our guest, Brian Tatler of Diamond Head. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Brian Tatler from Diamond Head on the show with us tonight. And the impact of the new wave of British heavy metal movement on the development of the genre is immeasurable. What do you recognize in hindsight that wasn't obvious at the height of that scene?
I don't know. I suppose the speed, we kind of took things further in a speed way. I always say that I really liked punk rock. I was 17 when punk exploded in the UK, and it was very aggressive, very raw, very fast, and sort of left behind a lot of the maybe prog bands of the 70s. And I picked up on that. I used to listen to a radio show called John Peel in the UK, and it was a big influence on me. It kind of made me think, you haven't got to spend 15 years in your bedroom learning to play the guitar to the standard of someone like Richie Blackmore. I thought, you've got somebody like Steve Jones who's on television playing, three chords. I thought, I can do that. And it gave me a big kick to kind of get out there and do it for ourselves. And so I suppose in a way I think I must have combined, well, not just me, but the new wave of British heavy metal bands probably combined some of the influences of the great bands of the 70s and mixed it in with this do-it-yourself punk attitude where you make your own record, you promote your own gig and kind of blend it until it's something new, really. It's almost a new, you've invented a new style.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also have music from Death Angel and more with our guest, Brian Tatler from Diamond Head. Like burning. God is a Gun from OTEP on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Heard Black Sabbath with The Mob Rules. That was the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week. We've got Brian Tatler of Diamond Head on the show with us. Pick up the new Diamond Head album on June 24th. It is self-titled. And Diamond Head recently announced a North American tour, which kicks off November 2nd. They'll be on tour all month long in November. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show with us tonight. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
You're welcome, Jackie. Nice to speak to you. Thanks for the plug.